The question was recently asked in the halakha. Is it permissible to play ball on Shabbat? Now this is a very important question that was discussed already by the Rishonim. There's nothing new under the sun. This is an old question. This is already discussed in the Tosafot and Masechet Betzah. It's discussed in the Shibboleth HaLeket. There's Midrashim on this subject. There's Yerushalmi on this subject. So it's not a bad question. Is it permissible to play ball on Shabbat? As a matter of fact, it opens up a great opportunity to go through the subject and learn it from the Mikorot. Maran, the Yosef Karo, discusses this exact question in the Bet Yosef. It is an encyclopedic work in Siman Shin Het. Over there, the Bet Yosef brings down from a rabbi called the Aguda, in the name of the Shibboleth HaLeket, in Siman Kuf Kaf Aleph, she'asur l'sahak b'kadurim, says you cannot play with a kadur on Shabbat, lefi she'enam re'uyim l'atzur apis l'chito, because they really don't have a use. She'me'usim, they're dirty, u'metunafim. And then he goes on, and he says, but Tosafot says in Betzah that it's mutar. So already you see it's a mahloket amongst the Nishonim. The Igur wants to say it's no good, Shibboleth HaLeket, and the Tosafot wants to say it's fine. The Bet Yosef then continues, Abal b'Yerushalmi sof ta'anit mevo'ad de'lamma harev Tur Shim'on. There was a city in Israel called Tur Shim'on. That city became totally demolished and destroyed. Why? Yesh omrim mepenei shehayu mesachakim bekadur b'Shabbat. So the city was destroyed because they used to play ball on Shabbat. And that's the way the Bet Yosef concludes. So he brings two sources. He brings the Shibboleth HaLeket that says it's asur. Sounds like the Shibboleth HaLeket is coming from the law of Mukseh, because it doesn't have a usage, doesn't have a purpose, it's dirty. So it's almost, it's like a rock. It has no function. And then the Bet Yosef comes along and says, maybe another reason. That we have Yerushalmi that says that there was a city that was destroyed because of this. And once we say the city was destroyed because of it, so therefore, it's something that we should be concerned about. But again, that's what he says in the Bet Yosef. If we open up the Shulchan Aruch, interesting to note that the Rama, for the Ashkenazim, right away says, V'yesh matirim v'nehagu lehakel. There are those that are matir, that's the Tosafot. And then he says, nehagu lehakel. And by the Ashkenazim, the custom of them is to be lenient. But what is Maran hold? We don't follow the Rama, especially when there's a Maran right before it. And it's a Faradim. Shulchan Aruch says, asur l'shok b'Shabbat b'yom tov b'kadur. Now that's quite clear. It's asur to play with a ball on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Now, the question is, what is the reason of Shulchan Aruch? There are those that argue that the reason of Shulchan Aruch is because of Mukseh. Now you can tell me, but Rabbi, the balls today are not dirty and not disgusting like they were in the olden days. As a matter of fact, today they're made specifically for that purpose. They're made to play with. Those days could be they took some cat gut and different types of dirty stuff and turned it into a ball. So it's ma'us. That's what the Shibboleth HaLeket said. But today the ball is manufactured specifically for this purpose. And we know the laws of Mukseh, when you designate it for a specific purpose, so therefore it takes the din of Mukseh off. It's a very valid question. This question was asked by the Rebbe Moshe HaLevi, alav shalom, in his Sefer Tefillah LeMoshe in Siman Chavbet. He holds, and this is his opinion, that even if you made it for the sake of playing, playing doesn't make something important. Playing is not a reason. Playing does not turn something that's not a vessel into something that's hashuv, where it takes the mukseh off. And he holds
that a ball is mukseh. You can't even move it. He holds it's mukseh, and that's what he holds. Maran's opinion is. So even before you get to the question, playing ball, not playing ball, the ball is mukseh, according to the Moshe Levi. And he wants to bring a proof to this from Harambam in his Sefer Pe'er Ador in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. I won't go through the whole Sheila, but if you look over there, he has an ayah after this. I must say that that's not the consensus of opinions. Harav Yashiv, Hashem Yishlach Refuah Shelema, that's a critical moment right now in the hospital. He holds, no, that today that they make the ball specifically for playing purposes, and it's designated for that use, it's not mukseh. And therefore he says that technically if there was a ball that needed to be moved from place to place, it's okay. It's important to separate between the law of mukseh and playing ball. It's two different issues. We could argue back and forth, is a ball mukseh? It's not mukseh. This goes both ways. Again, the side of the argument that says it's mukseh is even if it's designated for the sake of playing, that doesn't make it hashuv. That doesn't turn it into something as functional. Others say no. The question is, Shulchan Aruch, which reason is he hitting us from? Well, if he's hitting us from a mukseh standpoint, so I can say, well, today that the ball is designated for that, it's not mukseh, and then it's permissible to play ball on Shabbat. Or maybe Maran is coming from a different angle. Keep in mind, in the Beit Yosef, he wrote another reason. He said that Tur Shimon was destroyed because of this. And it sounds like the reason of Tur Shimon is because it's a zilzul of Shabbat. It's a desecration of the Kiddushah of the Shabbat. So therefore, it's some sort of lowering of the Kiddushah. If you look at the Gaon Mevilna, who usually gives you the source of where Shulchan Aruch gets his halakha from, and the Gaon on Shulchan Aruch, he says, Umekoro me'ayirushalmi. Oh, so you see clearly the Gaon of Vilna learned that the source of Maran is nothing to do with the mukseh or not necessarily, like the Shibbole Aleket, but if the main thing is the Yerushalmi, to Shimon. And I wanted to bring a proof to that, because Maran's Lashon is Asur L'shok B'Shabbat. Why didn't he just say Kadur Mukseh? We're in Hilchot Mukseh over here. He should just say, we're discussing, this is mukseh, this is not mukseh, this is mukseh. When it comes to the ball, as soon as hok, you can't play ball on Shabbat. What's about playing ball? I don't know if it's mukseh or not. It must be that Maran is coming from a different angle. He's discussing over the playing aspect of it, which is a different inyan, zilzul, or bitul bet hamidrash, and that's the way the Gaon Mevilna is learning the source of Maran. It happens to me that he's not alone. That's the way Hakam bin Sion, Alav Shalom, and Orlet Sion Chalik Ben also understands Maran, that it's coming from Tur Shimon. And that's the way Rabbi Mordechai Karp in his Sefer Shabbat B'Shabbato also understands that it's Anyan of Zilzul of the Shabbat. Now somebody might come along and say, but since when do we posek from a Yerushalmi? When do we posek from this actually, there's two Shimon stories in Midrash as well. There are those that come along and say, we don't posek from stories of Yerushalmi or a Midrash. I guess they must know something that the Gaon Mevilna doesn't know, because the Gaon says that that's the source of Maran. And if we don't posek like these stories, then why would Maran and the Beit Yosef even use that as a source? And obviously, Hakam bin Sion must know the rules of Psak. And he brings that this is as the source of Maran. So to come along and say we don't posek from stories, we don't posek from Midrash, you see, at least in this case over here, they're using this as a legal source. Now, what is the opinion of Hakam ben Sion halakha lema'aseh? He's posek, it's asur for gedolim to play ball on Shabbat. We're talking about in today's halakha for adults. And that is the opinion, as I told you, as well as a sefer called Petah HaDevir, which was one of the great Sefaradi poskim in Chelek Dalet. And interestingly enough, the Petah HaDevir quotes the Midrash. This is the Midrash in Echa about Tur Shimon,
And he says, to me there's no difference between the Midrash and the Yerushalmi. It's all the same. That if it's asur from that reason, it's asur, doesn't matter where the source comes from. Now, what is the opinion of Hakam of Adya on this? It's interesting to note that Hakam of Adya, as said by the Talmidim in Yalkut Yosef, writes in Yalkut on page 188, Yesh Omrim she'asur legedolim l'sahak b'kadur b'shabbat b'yom tov. Some say it's asur. And he goes even further, v'asur l'taltelo. And they hold not only it's asur to play ball, but if the ball's even mukseh. Even the ball that was made for the purposes of gaming, it's still asur. Like we saw the opinion of the Tefillah Moshe that he had like that. And some are lenient to play ball in a place that has a roof. That's the Rama. No question, we saw it. He even said, Noagim Lakel. It's Ashkenazim. Uldidan, but for the Sefaradim, Aikar, Kisvara, Rishona. We follow the first of these. Asur legadol lesahek bekadur beshabbat vechen letaltelo. Now he's even more strict. He says, not only can you play ball, but it's mukser. And then he says that maybe shem memaran lo diber la kadur bezman hazeh sheyesh batei charosh shel mishakim. There's factories that make it. So he goes back and forth on the mukser issue. But the ball playing, I'm reading the bottom just in case we're not reading it correctly on top. Some poskim rule that it's forbidden for adults to play ball on Shabbat. This applies even if the ball was originally fashioned for play. Other poskim rule is permissible to play ball on a paved surface. In the Eruv, the Sephardic Jews follow the first opinion. And therefore, adults may not play ball on Shabbat or even handle them. Okay, so Hakam of Adya is even Mahmir. Now, you'll say, is this the opinion of Hakam of Adya? What is Yalkut Yosef? This is a student. I spoke yesterday to the Havruta of Hakam of Adya, the one that learns with the rabbi, and he said clearly that is the Rav's opinion, that he holds Kadur Mukseh B'Shabbat and Asur L'Shchok, and the Ikar and Maran is because of Tur Shimon. So far for Sephardim at least, we haven't found any poskim that are going to be lenient for us to play ball on Shabbat. Let's review. We have the Ordo Tzion, Osir. We have Hakam of Adya, that's Osir. We have the Petach HaDevir, that is Osir. There's another sefer called Mishhad Rabbata by a rabbi called Rafael Mas'ud Al-Fasi, Sephardi, that's Osir. Rabbi Moshe HaLevi in Tefillah LeMoshe is Osir. Rabbi Karp, although he's from the Ashkenazim, he also says Asur for the Gedolim to play. Even the Be'er Moshe, which is the rabbi of Deborah Sin, is also Ashkenaz. But in Helek, one of the Halakim in Siman Sadihet, I didn't write which Helek it is, but the Be'er Moshe clearly writes, he doesn't even know what the Heter for Ketanim to play ball on Shabbat. Now, many of our rabbis are lenient for youngsters to play ball, which we're not going into. Ketamim. But the Be'er Moshe, who's Ashkenaz, even goes so further, I don't know where they're allowing even Ketanim, Kosheken, Gedolim. So even by the Ashkenazim, it is questionable if it's by the Sephardim, it is hands down. Now, there is a great rabbi called Rabbi Yom Tov Sahalom. The Maharitz Sahalon lived in the 1500s. He was a student of a great rabbi. His rabbi was none other than Rabbi Yosef Karo, student of Maran. He got semicha from Rabbi Moshe Al-Sheikh. And he has a teshuvah. There's nothing new under the sun. It seems in Sfat in the 1500s, this was also a question, playing ball on Shabbat or not. And there were those rabbis that came up and told the people, mutar, to play ball on Shabbat. And this is what the Maharitz Sahalon answered in a teshuvah in Siman Resh Bet, and I quote, teshuvah, המשחקים בכדור בשבת ישתחקו עצמותם בגהנם. גם אתה כדור יצנפם צניפה אל ארץ אחרת בראש גולים ולא יעברו גאולים ופתויי השם כי חטאתם כבדה מאוד. And he says, והרבנים הבחורים, these young rabbis, המורים זיקים חיצים ומוות להכשילם, that are shooting arrows of death in order to stumble the people, להתיר את האיסור, to make the איסור permissible, לא יקרא שמם רבנים כי אם דרבנים. Don't call them רבנים, call them דרבן, like a stick. והלוואי כדרבן הזה, I wish they were like sticks that cause the animal to go straight on the furrow, המכוון את הפרה לתלמיה. אבל אורחותיהם עקשים ונלוזים במעגלותם. But they, instead of a straight stick, they're a crooked stick. לחלוק על הרבנים זקנים הקדושים, that they're arguing on the old rabbis, אשר בארץ משנים קדמוניות from the old generations, ומיחו בידם. ועתה עזבו עצת הזקנים. They went against the advice of the elder rabbis, וירחו אחר עצת הילדים הבחורים. And now they're going with the younger ones. And then he comes along and says at the end of a long rebuke that he makes over here, and he says as follows, Uvevadai, Uvevadai, Debeshabbat kule alma modu deasur mishum kama averot. Not only does it zul, in his teshuvah he talks about they come to curse, and they come to dress not the right way, and there was gambling involved. He goes through a whole slew of sins. And what about the fact that they don't come back to the shi'urim in the afternoon because they're busy playing ball? If they're busy playing ball, they fall asleep. He goes on to say further. ומכל שכן, עבירה גדולה היא בידם, וראוי לנדותם ולחרימם למען ישובו מדרכם הרעה. ומה גם כי שמעו קירוץ הרבנים, already the old rabbi said it's אסור over there, and he goes on, השם הטוב יכפר, והשם יצילנו משגיאות. So you see clearly that, could you imagine the 1500s, there was already a movement to start saying that this should be permissible. And the student of Maran, now obviously he's not swaying from his rabbi's opinion. This is obviously following the shita of the Shulchan Aruch that there is no heter for this, and on the contrary, look how strong his lashon is over here for those that are trying to change from the at least the minhag of the Sephardim. Now you tell me, what about the Ashkenazim? So I will say that I did find a old teshuvah from Harav Cook. That's worthy just to read it. The famed Rav Cook, of blessed memory. And his teshuvah also is talking about, is it permissible to play ball on Shabbat? So he says like this. It's in his Sefer Orach Mishpat, Orach Haim Siman Kuf Nun Bet. Hine HaKotev HaZeh, I guess the guy who wrote the letter to Rav Cook, התחיל להראות בקיאות נגד האיסור של כדור רגל. It seems they were playing soccer on Shabbat and things like this. And he goes like this, and he says, ומי שיש לו איזה ידיעה במקור הדין, anybody that knows the sources, לא יוכל לעלות זה על ליבו. You cannot even attempt to think that it should be permissible. שהרי בירושלמי אמרו בטעם חורבן ביתר, the city of ביתר, which is to Shimon, שהיה מפני שהם משחקים בכדור, והיינו חילול שבת שבו, הנס למדרש as well. ואם כן, במצב של שחוק הכדור שבזמננו, זה שאין לו גדול דווקא בדל רעמות, so it's not even in the four amot realm. They were playing soccer even in a place which was not in Iruf, so the pashut is going to be asur. And then he says, והראשונים שצדדו להתר, and those ראשונים that were saying that it's מותר, the תוספות, לא דברו כלל על שחוק כדור מרוחב ופומבי כזה. They weren't talking about leagues, and they weren't talking about officialized sporting events, where there's, you know, a whole thing to do, which leads other, הגורר עמוד דברים רבים שמפסידים לגמרי את קדושת השבת. They weren't talking about items that were so official where it's going to destroy the Kiddushat HaShabbat, ובאמת צדקו דברי המהרש"ל. The Marshal was right, the Yam Shel Shlomo, that says on those that were matir to play ball on Yom Tov, even in a place where there's you don't have to worry about Eruvin on Yom Tov. He said Shelo etiru matirim be Yom Tov ki im the yeladim velo lasotu menhag be Yom Tov legidolim. Shouldn't the menhag was not the gidolim should spend the whole Yom Tov playing ball? Lafkia ayedin kedushat Yom Tov vehargashato aruchanit aliyona to lose the kedusha ekshiye asichot kedur aleviyos shebizmanenu. לא עלה על דעת שום אחד מהפוסקים להתירו חס ושלום, לא בשבת ולא ביום טוב ורחמן לסילן מהי דעתה. Again, to put it in the perspective, we're talking about the official soccer games where people come to a stadium. So that for sure was not in the spirit of the subject. But you see over here, Maritz Salom wasn't talking about the soccer games in Sfat in the 1500s. He was talking about the guys were getting together and they're playing the ball and saying, oh, we have the Raman, Nagula Kill. And you saw his reaction. Halakha ma'aseh, we have to say the halakha only because there's a lot of people that are making a mistake what the halakha is for Sefaradim. Maybe the Kadur itself is mukseh, is not mukseh. That already we could find leniencies. But as soon as Chok, the Kadur, the Shabbat, that is clearly the opinion of Maran, and it's a danger, Has v'Shalom. We need protection in our parts, in our cities, in our villages, in our towns. And Has v'Shalom, these things are so severe that they're able to cause Has v'Shalom even in the... So for that, Maran was Mahmir.